Everyone is searching for answers. Everyone is searching for answers. Who am I? Why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing? What is going to happen to me? Do I have a special destiny? These and many more questions haunt our thoughts, and many of the answers can be found in the secret behind the day of your birth. Your birthday identifies you as one of the 52 cards in the deck, which in turn reveals many things about you and your life. Stay tuned today as we explore your destiny with me, Robert Lee Camp. This might be your date with destiny. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Mr. Destiny Radio Show. This is Robert Lee Camp coming to you live from Concord, California. Hope you're having a really good day this Monday. My day's been really busy. Mondays often are busy for whatever reason. Maybe because it's my Jupiter day and everybody finally showed up to work. So I show up to work, too. Hope you're having a pleasant day. I don't know what day of the week Monday is for you, but you can find out on my website, 7thunders.com. Do the free Destiny Reading application. Type in your birthday and click on the card for today, and it'll tell you if this is your Mercury day, your Venus day, your Mars day, and a little bit about that so you know what to expect. And it'll be the same every week. That energy will be the same. Of course, there will be a different card every week that tells you something about what's going on. But basically, just knowing the energy of that day is very helpful. Very helpful in planning. I've been using it a lot. I do use it. This show is about destiny and specifically about an ancient system that came from Atlantis over 20,000 years ago, where our playing cards that we take for granted came from as well. Playing cards being a symbolic calendar of the earth. Take every card in a deck of cards and add up the number on that card, what we call the spot value of the card, and you get 364. And then you add the Joker, whose value is 5/4, the 4 suits plus himself, and you end up with 365 1/4, which is exactly the number of days in a year. The regular deck of playing cards is the only deck that has this mathematical connection to our calendar. And this system is mathematical. We don't shuffle cards. We don't wish for anything. Every card for your whole life is determined by your birthday. It's all done with formulas, esoteric formulas from old times. But formulas that are intimately connected with the calendar and the cycles of the earth. And this is why the system is so accurate and people are stunned by it. They are absolutely stunned by the results they get with this system. I'm sure you will be too. So if you haven't already checked it out, you can check out my books, The Cards of Your Destiny, Love Cards. These are two different books, the two main books. And then my new book called Your Birthday, Your Card. If you'd like just a quick introduction, Your Birthday, Your Card would be a good way to start. Or go to 7thunders.com and find out everything you want to know about this system and get 4 different kinds of free readings right there so you can test it. We call this system the Mystic Test Book, the deck of cards, the Mystic Test Book. Why? Because you can test it, and it proves itself to be true. I was just reading about Madonna. She's in the hospital, or under the care of doctors, because she fell off a horse. And I just wanted to look and see what is in her destiny right now. What's in her card? She has right now, she's in her Saturn period of the year. We each have a Saturn cycle of 52 days every year. And it's at the same time. Hers began on March 13th and it ends on May 4th. And she has some very challenging cards for health. The Saturn period is a health period to begin with. She has a Queen of Diamonds and a 9 of Spades. So there is definitely the potential for problem with those two cards. This is what's so amazing about this system, how you can test it. So every birthday of the year is a card in the deck. And people born today, which is April 20th, 2009, but anybody born on April 20th, will be an Ace of Diamonds and most likely a Three of Clubs. There will be some years when this birthday is not an Aries, but is a Taurus, but very few of those. It can happen because of the fact this is a cusp time. So, but most people born today are the Ace of Diamonds or the Three of Clubs planets are really very ambitious. A lot of famous people born today. I'm looking down the list here. Actress Veronica Cartwright, Carmen Electra, Adolf Hitler, Clint Howard, Louise Jameson, Jessica Lange, Joey Lawrence, Harold Lloyd, Ryan O'Neill, Tito Puente, Edie Sedgwick, John Paul Stevens, U.S. Supreme Court Justice, George Takei, who played Sulu on Star Trek, Luther Vandross. It's a lot of people. And, you know, men who are Ace of Diamonds, and this birthday in particular, would be very hard-pressed to be faithful in a relationship. I wonder how Ryan O'Neill did. I know he had a lot of problems in his marriage, but I don't know if that was one of the problems. I would imagine it would be. And then Luther Vandross, I don't really know about him. George Takei, I know he's gay. I don't know about him, though, specifically how that's worked out for him. This is a very ambitious birthday with a lot of desire to give to other people and extremely creative. So there's a lot of creativity because of the Three of Clubs. Three of Clubs is an artist. It's a writer's card. So you'll find that a lot of people who are Three of Clubs ruling cards or birth cards will end up being an author of some kind. So our format every week is that we have a little talk in the beginning, a little discussion, a little lecture, you might say, about some topic, and then we open up the phone lines, and I expect the phone lines will be open tonight around 20 after, so that's earlier than usual, so if you want to get a reading tonight, you want to start calling in about 10 minutes, if you want to get it in line, and the show is only an hour long now, so there won't be as much time for readings. But it's just the right amount. Everybody will get in who needs to get in. And, of course, I'm always going to be back next week if you don't make it in this evening. I want to tell you a little story, and leads us into our topic tonight. I did a reading with a client recently, and it was kind of a last-minute reading. Last minute because she said she's getting married in a couple days. She wanted to know about her fiancé. I thought, well, that's a little odd. Aren't you kind of waiting a little bit late for this reading to find out what's going on? So I was a little bit, I'm going to give her whatever I can give her, but I thought, well, that's kind of a little late because you're probably already going to get married. So I did my, I looked at the cards, and she's the Queen of Clubs, and her fiancé is Jack of Hearts. And, of course, the first thing I noticed is that their first connection is that he's Pluto to her. And that's a very powerful connection, but not one that's considered to be all that good. And yet she claimed that their relationship had just been fabulous for 6 months. They had been together 6 months, they're now living together, and they're ready to get married. I was a little bit perplexed. I thought, well, Pluto probably would have showed up by now. But then I looked in her cards for the year, and I noticed that her Neptune card for the entire year was the Jack of Hearts, his birth card. So the whole time she has known him, he was a strong Neptune influence for her. And when she called and got the reading, she was actually in the Neptune period. So she was actually planning to get married in Neptune. You know, even before I talked to her, I thought, well, I'm going to tell her to wait if possible, just because, you know, you don't really know somebody, especially in Neptune. If you can wait till after the Neptune period and wait till after your birthday, because the Neptune period comes just before the birthday. If you can wait just until after your birthday, you'll see things completely differently, sometimes shocking. Sometimes it can be so different that you have no idea. But it's interesting that she had such a wonderful time with him for 6 months, and he was Neptune. So it was kind of like being on a really nice drug for 6 months. So their second connection, and I'm not going to tell you their specific birthdays, but their second connection was that he was Uranus to her, and there was a thing about, you know, him unexpected, doing unexpected things, and that really hadn't shown up yet either. So interestingly enough, you know, I sat down and I did the astrology and the cards for both, and I, when the day of the reading came, she says, I just want to have you talk, and afterwards I'll tell you some things that have happened since I made this appointment. So I told her all these things about Pluto and about Uranus connection and about him, because I saw in his astrology there was a really strong sexual aspect, and between them a sexual aspect. And to make a long story short, she found out the day of the reading that this man had like a treasure trove of tapes, of recordings, videos of him having sex with hundreds of women. She just happened to find it, like, for no reason. She wasn't looking for it. And realized that basically he was sort of lining her up to be, you know, take part in sex tapes and probably group sex or something along those lines. And all of a sudden, you know, the whole picture shifted, and all of a sudden Pluto and Uranus became apparent. But they hadn't been apparent before that. They were completely hidden from her because of the Neptune. So it's interesting to see that, and as far as I know, she's not getting married now. I won't know for a few days or so. But I would imagine it's going to be a really intense situation when she confronts him about all this, her just finding this out. And then I also looked in her cards for the next year, which starts soon, and noticed that his card wasn't showing up anywhere in the year. Anywhere. Not any of his cards. And he has three cards, because he happened to be a Scorpio. And none of his cards showed up anywhere in her spread. And that's not always a guarantee of anything, but that was certainly a hint that he's probably not going to be in her life the next year. I mean, if she just got married to the guy, you would think he would show up in a big way. So I'm betting that they're going to break up now and it's going to be over. And so this is what I mean when I said today the topic was that the cards don't lie. And even there's times when you'll think the cards are not right. Even with yourself, you'll think. But you have to understand something, and that is that most of us, and I include myself in this, most of us live the majority of our life in unconsciousness. In other words, we don't know why we do what we do, and sometimes we're even in denial of different parts of ourselves. You know, I've talked a lot about Ace of Diamonds men. I mentioned it earlier because today's an Ace of Diamonds day. How it's very difficult for them to be monogamous. And if they're traveling somewhere, they're probably meeting up with somebody for romance or sex or both. And yet, every once in a while, I meet somebody who's with an Ace of Diamonds and he's not being that way. He seems very homebody oriented and very faithful. And inevitably, every time I see that, the woman turns out to be the way the Ace of Diamonds man would normally be. The woman, even though her card may not even be that kind of card, I find out that that he's ended up being with somebody who acts out those qualities of the Ace of Diamonds. So this is what happens. We have these traits inside of us. The cards and astrology too identify them. Now, we can either accept them in ourselves, or we don't. Like, sometimes we're completely in denial. Like, we might hate those qualities. You know, like, threes can't make up their mind. Every number has a negative quality. Fours can be stubborn. Eights can be too pushy and bossy, and so can queens and kings. And there's other particular traits to every single card that even aren't even related to their number of their card. You know, there's just certain traits that come with certain cards. And we may be in complete denial that that's part of us, and we may be actively, aggressively pushing that away from ourselves. This happens a lot. I see this in a lot with a lot of clients. In that case, we generally will have a relationship with somebody who is acting out those qualities. It just happens so, like clockwork. So the cards will show, and you can see things, like you can see secret affairs. You can see indecision. Even though a person may be saying they're very committed or very much in one thing, you can see in the cards what's really going on, what's the real focus, what's really happening in their life. And this is why it's such a powerful tool. Now, if you learn this card system, you will have an inside edge on everybody in your life and your own life as well, and situations that you are brought into. You're going to have an edge. You're going to have a knowingness. But you have to understand that sometimes if you're dealing with people, your knowingness is not going to be, they're not ready to accept that or to embrace that, because they are still in the stage of denial or just not being aware of themselves being that way or having those traits. They will come out, but they may not be ready yet. Because, you know, it's everybody's path is different. We can't say that everybody's going to be exactly the same. I mean, just because you're a three, it can be manifested in so many different ways. So many different ways. So, this is how we have the cards. We have this amazing tool that everyone can use. And it can tell you the truth about yourself, if you're willing to look at it. I remember the first time I read the Sacred Symbols of the Ancients book, I was just angry because it was so, I thought it was very negative about my card and very insulting. However, I did have to say that it was really accurate. But at that time in my life, I wasn't ready to embrace all that. I wasn't quite ready to really know the extent of the challenges that my life had. As I matured, I saw that all of that was true about me, some more than others, but all of it was there, inherent in me, in my Queen of Diamonds birth card. And I'm sure many of you on the show tonight, listening tonight, have had a similar experience. You've had an experience where you've come into a much broader understanding of yourself. Some of it you may not have really accepted in the beginning. You might have rejected it or not wanted to admit it. Or you weren't even aware of it and it just didn't fit you. But as you grew, as you started using the system, you began to see it and you began to embrace other parts of yourself that you might have before now not embraced. That's the beauty of this mystical system that we have called the Cards of Your Destiny. Okay, we're going to take a short break right now. And when we come back, we have callers on the line. We have, let's see, line 1, 3, and 4 lit up. We're going to take a little break and we're going to listen to a song from my CD, Bhakti Rock. This song is called Rama Rama. And when we come back, we'll be taking your calls. And I look forward to speaking to each of you. So we'll be back in about 5 to 7 minutes after Rama Rama. Welcome back, everybody. That was Rama Rama from my CD Bhakti Rock. If you like this music, the CD is available at my website, 7thunders.com, the number 7, the word thunders.com. Our first caller tonight is Mo from Washington. His birthday is March 26, 1964. Are you there, Mo?
Yes, I am.
Happy birthday, Mo.
Thank you.
Somewhat belated, but, you know, we're still in Aries territory.
That's right.
So what's on your mind this evening?
Well, I'm 45. And
yes.
So I am...
Oh, what year were you born?
In 64.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I typed it in wrong. That's what happened. Yeah, go ahead. I got it now.
And I'm, you know, I've been looking at your cards for about, I don't know, 15 years, watching this book go by. I think I'm figuring out how to read cards for somebody else, but then when I do it for myself, it's not really accurate, or I don't know, I can't really see things like I want to see them, maybe, I don't know.
Sure. Well, usually, you know, it's hard to read our own cards because we would like it to be a certain way. And the desire to have our cards mean something in a certain way, that alone will influence our ability to be objective.
Right.
I think you understand that principle.
Right.
And, you know, it's pretty much, that's why even the best readers, card readers, will go get readings from other people.
Well, I always love it when I'm talking to someone. I tell them, don't tell me anything. Don't tell me anything. Let me just tell you what this card says and what it looks like.
Oh, that's great. That's a good practice.
Yeah. Well, I have a question because I've been married for 22 years, and
mm-hmm.
I have this Ace of Spades coming out this year as my basic result card.
Yes.
And so this is a huge year of transformation for me, I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm. Could be.
Yeah, last year was pretty touch and go. I didn't have a very good year health-wise, and that Seven of Spades in my long-range position really was pretty tedious for me in a lot of ways.
Yeah, I have that this year. I know what you're talking about. It's a pretty tough card to have for a long range.
Well, if you don't mind getting up and exercising every day and watching everything you eat and watching everything you do and keeping your thought life really good, then you're fine. But if you're normal and you get, you know, discouraged or something like that, it's hard. It's a hard card.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
But my daughter's Seven of Spades, but that helps. You see some things about how the Seven of Spades might work well. But, no, this is about me. And I want to have a totally new life, completely different than I've had.
Mm-hmm. So that's really great that you want that. And in order to have that, you're going to have to overcome the Three of Diamonds, which represents fear and indecision. They kind of work hand in hand, you know. Your Pluto card is the Three of Diamonds.
Right.
That's what stands between you and the Ace of Spades. See? But, you know, it's not like it's impossible. It's just showing you what the challenge is. See? So you have some work cut out for you this year. To have this new life that you want, you're going to have to be willing to give up a lot of things that you have right now.
How do you mean?
Relationships, perhaps. I don't know. Whatever it is you have now that's not really making you that happy.
Right.
So
that brings up a question. You know, when I got married 22 years ago, my card shows up as my husband's Pluto card, and his card shows up in my Uranus position the same time I got married. So we kind of suddenly got married, and then I was his, like, he cannot stand me. I push every button he's ever had.
Uh-huh.
He's a Seven of Hearts.
Okay.
And I find that card very disturbing because I really feel like, and I don't remember where I saw this in something that you'd written, but that's a card of betrayal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And my sense is I've seen a lot of that in 22 years.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So have you made any definite decisions about what you're going to do?
No, I haven't really. I've been trying to get out of the way karmically and kind of let things evolve, you know, in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I don't want to make choices, but I don't want to make wrong choices either.
Well, see, that's your basic indecision that all Ten of Clubs have. And you have it even more because you have a Three of Hearts ruling card.
Right.
So you have a double dose of indecision.
Yeah, I hate that about me.
And indecision cripples you.
Yes, it does.
Your 10 would love to just launch out on something and go for it, and your 3 goes, I don't know, that's awfully scary. See? So until you are willing to, like, see, everybody has some amount of fear, and 3s have more than usual, more than most people. 3s have usually more fear, or people that have strong 3s in their life spread. Like, I'm a Queen of Diamonds, and I have 3 of the 3s in my life spread. Actually, that's not true. I have all 4 of the 3s in my life spread. So there's a lot of fear in being a Queen of Diamonds, and you have that as well. And the only question is, will fear be the thing that makes all your choices or not? Will you let fear be the decision maker in your life, or will you find another way where love and things you love can be the decision maker? You follow?
Well, I have a question for you about the PRC cards.
Mm-hmm.
How often do we really operate from that card rather than our primary card, do you think?
Most people operate out of their ruling card more than their birth card.
Because I really love my Three of Hearts, honestly.
Yeah.
I love the spreads. I love what I see. You know, the potential there. You know,
mm-hmm.
I have 6 kids. I love kids. You know, I love being a mother. I love having kids. I'm a little old for that, obviously, but I really just love the energy of children, being around children like that.
Yeah, that's a good part of Three of Hearts.
And animals. I mean, we have a zoo here, actually. But yeah, I'm wondering if I can just, like, forget the Ten of Hearts part and just kind of concentrate on finding the energy of that Three of Hearts to, I don't know, what do you think about that? How do you think that comes up? Will I still have to deal with that Ten of Hearts? Because I really...
You mean Ten of Clubs?
Yeah, Ten of Clubs.
Well, the Ten of Clubs is the part of you that makes you want to do things. That gives you the ambition and desire to have more and to accomplish more. That's where you get it. Follow?
Yeah.
That's my answer.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, you're going to be faced with the possibility of ending your marriage this year.
Yeah, okay. And, I was kind of thinking wanted to happen.
But the whole thing is going to be you being confronted with your fear and indecision, which is the big stumbling block in your life anyway. This could be the year when you have a big breakthrough about it. It's up to you, you know? You know, I heard you kind of didn't really listen to what I said earlier. You kind of tuned me out when I started talking about when you let fear make your choices. But that's really what's going on for you. And that's what's going to come up for you this year, whether you let fear make your choices or whether you make them from something that you love. Okay?
Okay.
Appreciate you calling, Mo. Have a great year and happy birthday again.
Thank you.
All right. Good night. Our next caller is another Aries, another early Aries, Andrea from San Francisco. Her birthday is March the 24th, 1977. Are you there, Andrea?
Yes. Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank
Queen
you.
Of Clubs.
Okay, let's see. I guess, gosh, I have so many questions that I could ask, but the first thing that kind of popped into my mind was I was wondering if you could clarify the sort of the difference between compatibility versus intensity in the cards.
Well, compatibility means there's like you have, naturally we'll have things in common, and there's an ease in being together with compatibility. You follow?
Yeah.
That makes sense to you so far?
Yes. Yeah.
Intensity is like drama in the relationship. Like always something coming up that has to be dealt with. So the intent that you have intensity with somebody, there'll be more of that, more drama, more stuff. Now, most people would say, well, I don't really want drama. But the fact of the matter is that a lot of people are unconsciously, I use that word a lot lately, unconsciously drawn to people whom they'll have a lot of intensity with. Because intensity brings up the possibility for spiritual growth. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Like if somebody hits all my buttons, I might actually grow from that relationship faster than I would from a relationship where everything is just flowing so good. Like, you could have so much compatibility, actually, that you wouldn't even be attracted to somebody.
I don't think I have that problem. I feel like my Punisher ruling card sometimes kind of works against my birth card.
I don't know. I think they kind of work hand in hand. What part works
really,
against... What part works against what part, in your opinion?
I feel like oftentimes I'll meet someone and there's great compatibility with my birth card, and then I flip over to my, planetary ruling card, and it's just like no compatibility, high intensity. I just feel like I'm just getting that over and over again.
Well, you're neither one of those cards. You are the total of both of them. That's always true, okay? You're not just your birth card or your ruling card. You are both, and you're going to always have both. You can't escape from being either one of them.
Yeah.
You have both.
I know that I have really difficult cards to begin with.
Well, Queen of Clubs has a difficult relationship karma all by itself.
Right.
Do you understand? It does. Fear of abandonment and betrayal. Strong ego, which doesn't like to be vulnerable. Hard being vulnerable, can't trust people on an emotional level. Do you understand? These are all Queen of Clubs traits. And then you add the Three of Diamonds traits in decision, worry about love. And Three of Diamonds people are all born with sort of a blindness to how they affect other people. Because of the Six of Hearts karma card of they're sort of like not aware that there's a price to pay in relationships. You understand?
Yes.
So those are the two things. And it's a lot. I mean, that's a lot. Your birthday would be a more challenging birthday with relationships. No doubt about that. But it doesn't matter. If you really decide you want to have a great relationship, you can do it.
It doesn't matter. I mean, like, it could be any card. I could just decide I'm going to have a great relationship with this person.
My guru once told me that our whole assembly, I had a guru for 10 years, he told all of us one time, he says, when you're actually really ready for marriage, it won't really matter that much who you're with. I remember when he said that, I thought, what the heck, what's he talking about? Of course it matters who you're with. And then I realized later that what he was saying was that you can get to a place within yourself where you can make it work with anybody.
Yeah, it's funny because I feel like in the last year or so, I've been meeting lots of people that I'm interested in having a relationship with, which maybe in the past that wasn't the case. I liked being a free agent. But I'm finding that these people aren't interested in pursuing something with me, which is a change because usually I'm the one who's like, get away from me, we're done.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm finding that more and more, it just seems like recently I've been meeting people that I think are a good match, and I feel like I see where there's challenges, but I feel like it's something that I'm willing to work through, and I feel like now I'm dealing with people that are running away.
You know, it's great, though. Relationship for people like you and other cards, like my card, it has to be part of your spiritual path. Because it's never going to be easy, even under the most auspicious conditions, where you'll attract a really good person, you still have your stuff to deal with.
Right.
So it's always going to be work involved, and if you're willing to work on it, it can be really rewarding because you can make tremendous spiritual growth. But most Queen of Clubs don't choose that. I'll just be frank with you. Most of them don't want to get... They don't want to work on that stuff. It's not that important to them because they live in their head.
Yeah,
and their,
you know,
and their head becomes everything. It's the focus of their whole life, and relationships are, you know, not that significant. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how. I'm not saying you're that way, but that's common for Queen of Clubs. So it depends on you. I can see that this year you just started a new year. I see lots of love cards for you, some good ones and some challenging ones.
Mm-hmm.
You're definitely going to be having some fun this year, and there will be a challenge in your Saturn period because you have a Seven of Hearts and a Six of Hearts. two of the cards that are already a challenge for you in your life spread in your Saturn period. That's in your Three of Diamonds spread, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, my advice, dive in full steam. Fall in love. Go for it. Let your heart be open. Open up to love. Because it's never going to kill you. It's just going to teach you. You know?
Okay.
No one ever died. Well, some people have, but they were already losers in the first place. People who died from love, you know, from heartbreak, they were already messed up, or that couldn't have happened to them. It doesn't happen very, very rarely. So you go into love, you're going to learn more about yourself than any book you'll ever read, any class you'll ever take, and any other kind of education you might get involved in.
Okay,
great talking to you, Andrea.
Yeah, thanks.
I'm going to let you go because we're running out of time and I have a few more callers to get to before the end of the hour, okay?
No problem. Thank you.
And you can call next week if you have a more specific question about somebody or something. All right?
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Good night. Okay, we're going to have a quick break here. We're going to play the song Om Namah Shivaya. And then we have three callers. And that's all we're going to have time for tonight. We have Joao, Grady, and Jennifer. And we're going to get to all three of you before we end tonight. But in the meantime, we're going to listen to Om Namah Shivaya. And we'll be right back and finish up our show. Be right back. That was Om Namah Shivaya. It's kind of like a spiritual marching song. I think it has a warlike quality to it to me. And Shiva was the god of destruction, so I believe that Shiva played a part in the great battles in ancient India, because it was basically Shiva doing his magic in the art of war. Hope you enjoyed that. Okay, our last three callers, starting with Joao from Toronto, whose birthday is July 4th, 1980. Are you there, Joao?
Yes, I'm here.
Did I pronounce your name correctly?
Yes, you've got it right.
Oh, that's good. First time I ever heard that name, so I'm glad that I did. So, what can I do for you tonight?
I've just recently gotten onto your stuff through a friend of mine, and I just actually placed my order for your books last week, so I'm still waiting for them to arrive. But I do know that I'm having a Queen of Hearts here, and I'm currently in my Uranus period with a Two of Hearts.
Yep.
And I'm dealing with a bit of an issue in my sort of relationship. I was with somebody, and then all of a sudden he broke up with me for problems in his life that had nothing to do with me or with us. And but, you know, none of us are really behaving as if we're apart. So I just wanted to see if how things are going, because it seems like things could be getting back on track now. He was having financial problems, but he just went into his Jupiter period. He's November 7th, 1979, which is a
King of Clubs,
I believe, which is my planetary ruling card.
Yeah.
And as soon as he went into his Jupiter last Monday, he's in real estate and he started making sales. Like one last week, and there's another one coming through this week. So I believe things are starting to move now. So I'm wondering if there is any kind of hope here, or.
Well, I mean, the Queen of Hearts long range
in the right
you have.
Period.
That Queen of Hearts long range you have is one of his cards. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, his ruling cards are the Four of Diamonds and Queen of Hearts. So, okay. You know, he's been a major focus for you this year. But he was also Saturn to you this year. Because his Four of Diamonds is your Saturn card this year. So you've been through a lot with this guy this year so far.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing about your relationship is that he is a moon card to you, which means you're the kind of like the leader of the relationship. Do you understand?
I'm the kind of what, sorry?
You're the leader of the relationship.
The leader?
Yeah, the leader. Whenever there's a sun-moon relationship connection, which there isn't always, but there often is, the person who's the sun card is the designated driver of the relationship.
Okay.
And that's you in this situation. Okay? So wherever this relationship goes, it's going to go that way depending upon how clear you are about what you want, where you want it to go. There's no doubt you guys have a lot of compatibility. There's no doubt about that in my mind at all. There's probably some, you know, there's probably like, there's a lot here, actually. I mean, you have the makings of a really important relationship with this person, okay? But overall, you have to set out, you have to be the one that says, this is where I'm going. Do you want to come with me or not? That's the way it has to be. And you can't be dependent on him. If you're dependent on him, it's not going to work. Because you're the one that has to say where it's going. You're the one that has to say where it's headed. You're the one that has to be the direction setter for this relationship. Okay?
Okay.
I mean, and this is probably something you've never heard of before. Maybe you weren't even prepared to hear this. But it's important. It's real important for your relationship. Like, now, he may not choose to go there. And you have to be willing to let him go if he says no, you know. But if you don't know where you're going, by the way, yourself, if you're unclear about where you're going, this relationship's going to go around in circles anyway.
Well, I do know that I want to be with him, and that's what I've been trying to show him. And because I do believe he has many problems with trust and all that, you know, that go way beyond cards or anything. But it's been a challenge. But at the same time, he's slowly been sort of coming around. And I had a question as well, because his Jupiter period that just started is being ruled by the Jack of Clubs, which is my karma card. As well, and I don't know if that has any relevance to me in any way, shape, or form.
It could be you. It could be a symbol of you in his life. It's possible. Yes. It's possible.
Okay.
It's not like the strongest indication, but it's definitely possible. So, yeah, it's very good that you saw that. That's good. You're being very aware.
I'm trying. I haven't got the books yet, so I'm waiting for them to start studying them.
Oh, well, you'll learn it very quickly. It's not that difficult to learn. And you'll be now you have something really good to analyze.
Well, you say that I need to take charge.
So you need to decide not just that you want him in your life. It has to go beyond that, okay? You have to know where you're going in your life, some direction that's meaningful. That he can be with you and partner with you on. It's not enough. It's not enough that you just want to be with him. That's not the kind of direction I was referring to. Okay? So give that some thought.
Okay.
All right. Great talking to
you.
And feel free to call again.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Have
a great
night. Thank you so much.
Bye. Bye-bye. Our next caller is Grady from Los Angeles. Another Aries. You've had a lot of Aries tonight. April 11th. 1966. Are you there, Grady?
Yes, I'm here, and 86 is okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that myself.
Yeah, 1966.
Yeah, oh, good. So what can I do for you this evening, Grady?
Well, generally speaking, I want to know, what is my potential relative to the cards for this year, this birth year? I'm 43. I'm a musician, and I've had a lot of success playing with other people, but never really for myself. And what I desire is fortune and fame. I come from a religious background. Well, my parents and their parents and uncles and aunts are all ministers and pastors and stuff. And I sort of went a different direction. I'm really big on gaining self-awareness, but I'm not necessarily as religious as my upbringing was. But it seems like over many years now, I've gotten a lot of spiritual growth, a lot of growth in awareness. But my career hasn't yielded, the success that I would like, and I'm really looking. I'd like some fortune and fame. I don't know if this is coming from my ego, but it's what I want.
Well, you know, sometimes it's hard to trust ourselves because, you know, we're taught things as we grow up. You know,
yeah.
It's okay to be this way, but not okay to be that way.
Yeah.
Like it's not okay to be selfish. You know, so. We ended up having conflicts, and it makes it harder for us to read what we really do want and what's really important in our life. As you get older, you'll find that, you know, you might have wasted a lot of time in that indecision when you all along you wanted the same thing. You always wanted it.
You always wanted it, yeah.
Yeah. Now, this is a year. This can be an incredible year for you. I mean, I'm telling you, everything is lined up for you. You have the greatest influences. Actually, the next 3 years can be fantastic for you. If you're going to make it, it's going to be the next 3 years, and it should be big this year. But you're going to have to literally get clear about this, and don't have any more of this vacillating back and forth about what you want or what's okay to have.
Uh-huh.
You understand?
Yeah.
You got to get clear on that so you can get beyond this and get moving towards your goals, because you're under the most auspicious influence right now for having all your dreams come true of fame. And you need to get out there to the public this year. You need to get the word out about you and what you're up to and what you're doing right away. Don't even waste a day. Your year is already happening, and it's only going to last 1 year. This is a year for you to achieve a lot of popularity. So you got to think about this. Everything you do, or any plans or ideas you have to think, is that going to bring some attention to me from the public?
Uh-huh.
See? Everything.
Yeah.
Everything you plan should bring you more attention with the public. And that should be your only concern. I mean, you probably already have the package of what you'd like to do, the songs or whatever, you know. So now it's just a matter of getting it out there and reaching the people with what you have. Do you follow me? So anything that gives you an opportunity to get recognition or acknowledgement from the public, or like on a radio show or concert, billboards, posters, newspapers, you know what I'm talking about? Everything about spreading the word. That's what you want to do. Even if you have to hire people to run around and give away cards with your name on it. You follow?
Yeah, I follow.
So you're in what's called the pinnacle year. This could be a year that brings you a lot of fame, okay? And a big change. And this could be the change up that you've been looking for. If you're willing to really focus yourself on your goal and not vacillate.
And not vacillate, I see.
Yeah.
I heard a couple of the other questions. I'm curious how the a couple of mentioned how the birth card sort of works with the planetary ruling card. I've always looked at my birth card, but I've never sort of understood how, like, the Ace of Diamonds works with together. You know, what is it bringing to my character?
Well, in your particular case, they're both diamonds, and an ace is just like a 10. They're very, very, very similar. So it would be hard for you to distinguish those two, but there is distinguishing characteristics. But the ace gives you even more ambition than the 10 of diamonds would have. You understand? More ambition, and it gives you a desire to help others, to be sort of like Paul Newman is an ace of diamonds, and he created a charity, you know, and he gave a lot of his money to that, sold products. And, you know, it gives that humanitarian side to your nature, which you wouldn't have just being a 10 of diamonds. But mostly it gives you drive and power and a real need to have confidence in yourself. I mean, that's the number one thing for both the 10 and the ace is self-confidence, believing in your own vision of your life. Because, you know, everything that happens that seems to thwart you is really just showing you that you're not completely confident in yourself. See?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So every little thing that happens can be a stepping stone for you and a learning about your own confidence. You find your confidence and you find all the success you can handle.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, man, great talking to you and really good luck. I think this is going to be an incredible year for you. Incredible.
All right, okay.
Be ready for it.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks for calling, Grady. And our last caller, Jennifer from Montana, a Leo, born August the 7th, 1951. Are you there, Jennifer?
I'm here, thank you, yes.
Thanks for coming on the show, be my guest.
Thank you very much for taking my call, I appreciate it. So I have two questions for you. This part of my life, I know that I'm not doing what I should be, and the fact is I'm not sure what I should be doing. I've worked financially very successfully until the last 3 years when I was, you know, cheated out of a great deal of money. I tried fighting it and then realized that maybe I should let it go because it was so stressful. My love life sucks, although I fell in love for the first time in my life, and I have spoken to you before, and you advised me to move on as my February the 29th, 1952 had moved on as well. So I'm trying to focus on myself, and I have this book that I've been trying to write for many years, And so my first question really is, how do I know if I'm supposed to be doing this? I mean, I have no problem writing, but I'm worried that if I write, it won't be accepted. And is this what I should be doing? I feel so indecisive and feel, you know, very much alone, and I know I need to be brave.
Well, you know, sometimes we don't really know if something's going to be successful or not. We'd like it to be. My contract with God is that, like when I started doing the card work, I said, you know, I really want to do this, and this is what I really, really want to do. But if it's not successful, I'm not going to do it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
That was my, I had like a conversation with God in my prayers, and I said, look, if you want this work to continue, you need to support it by bringing success to me, because I'm not going to do it and be poor and be unsuccessful. Okay? So, you know, I look at anything I do, if it's the right thing, if I'm doing my best at it, and if I really do like it, and it's not successful, then I figure that's not really meant to be for me. See? But you got to give it a shot first. You got to go after it and give it your best first. You can't say that before you've tried it, before you've given it your all. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, I would say go for it. Now, you're in your Saturn period right now, and it's like a lonely period for you right now.
Yes.
Ace of Hearts. That's a difficult card. That's the card that you have for your whole life in Saturn. It's almost like you're having a Saturn return this year, and you are really close to your Saturn return right now. Did you know that?
No.
Well, it comes at around age 58, so you might be having it right now, because sometimes it comes early and sometimes it comes a little later. You may be in your Saturn return as we speak. But the thing here is, like, you know, it's really difficult for a Six of Diamonds person to really love themselves and feel okay inside on a deep level. That's their biggest challenge in life. Are you aware of that?
Yes, you have told me this in the past, yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's something I didn't realize until you had, at least accepted until you had pointed it out to me, but yes, you're correct.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the world's worst situation, but it's something that has to be dealt with. It has to be acknowledged, and you're feeling that right now. You're in the midst of it right now because you have that card that symbolizes that for your whole life in this period, which ends on April 25th.
Okay.
So it's almost over. Your Saturn period is just about over. That's the good news.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
And, you know, this writing thing is something that I highly recommend. I definitely recommend you try. I mean, how would you feel if you never even tried it?
Yeah, it just keeps coming. It's something that's been in the works for the longest time, and it's really based on, which is what my second question is, these strange dreams I've had from a very early age. And it's just recently, in the last 7 months, I've started to have really very significant dreams about the Earth and people on it. And I've had these deja vu dreams in the past, and sort of, they used to worry me and I didn't like them, but it's really got to the point now where it's kind of fairly dramatic. And, you know, I'm looking at, you know, volcanoes, I know it sounds silly, but I'm having these dreams, and I document my dreams. And then I keep, hearing this voice, 2012, and I'm hearing something, that's going to happen. I went online because I was kind of, I wonder what on earth this 2012 was. And then I was really shaken to see that there's all kinds of information about this date.
Yeah,
My question is, can you see in the cards some sort of dramatic changes on the Earth at this time, or is this just silly stuff that I'm doing? I mean, a lot of what's been I've been dreaming in the past has been really part of my book. So it's very strange, and I just wondered if you could help me.
Well, you need to believe in yourself and your dream. You need to put it out there. I mean, whether it all comes to pass or not, it doesn't matter. What's important is that you follow your dream and that you do what you're being given to do. See, that's the highest expression of a six, any six, to be the vessel, the channel for something to come through. Do you understand?
Yes.
Now, yes, I mean, I do think that there are some big changes ahead on 2012. And all the scientific evidence points to some big shit, excuse my language, some big thing happening. that kind of slipped out. But, you know, there's all kinds of evidence to, like, all kinds of bad things that could potentially happen that we're sort of overdue for right now. So it wouldn't be surprising to me. And I don't think it would be a gloom and doom book, but I think it'd be real important to get that message out to people. I'd be curious to read what you've received. I would personally like to know what you've received. So you need to get that book done.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Stop hesitating and get it done, because there's people that really want to read your book and know and just, you know, get a sense for what it is that you're seeing. I'm absolutely positive of that.
Okay, well, thank you so much, and God bless you.
Oh, you're welcome, Jennifer. Good luck, and we'll talk to you again. All right. All right, bye-bye. Well, thank you all for being on the show tonight, everybody who's come on, and hope you enjoyed it. We're going to end, as we always do, with the Gayatri Mantra. This chant can put you right into a relaxed mode that will help you sleep if you're ready to go to bed, especially those of you on the East Coast. This is Robert Lee Camp, Mr. Destiny, saying good night, and we'll see you next Monday, same time, 7 o'clock Pacific. Have a great week.
Savitur-varinyam Bhargo-devasya dhimahi Deyo-yona prachodayam Om-burgura Svaha-tat-savitur-varinyam Bhargo-devasya dhimahi Deyo Prachodaya Om Bhurva. Vasya Vimahe.